Welcome to your five for the day. The day was the 2nd of May 1968. I remember it vividly as if it was yesterday. It was a day I travelled up to Liverpool by train for a job interview which was to start my career in the financial services industry. As the train pulled into the platform at Neath, a pretty long-haired blonde girl carrying a guitar boarded the train with her mother. Unknown to me at the time, this girl was none other than Mary Hopkin, who was on her way to the ABC television studios in Manchester to appear on the television talent show Opportunity Knocks. The edition of Opportunity Knocks was shown just 2 days after Mary's 18th birthday on the 5th of May 1968. The model Twiggy saw Mary's performance and suggested to Paul McCartney that the singer might be a good act for Apple to sign. Her performance led to a contract with the Beatles' Apple Records and the multi-million selling debut single, Those Were the Days. Later in 1969, she recorded the song Turn, 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 which included words from chapter 3 of the Bible book of Ecclesiastes. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. There are many popular game shows on television in which contestants have to compete, answering questions or completing challenges in a specific amount of time. Tension increases during the rounds and climaxes with a show compere announcing, "Time's up." Millions watch these programs, and we wonder how many people understand the real purpose of time. The Bible tells us that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Scientists, who are also Christians, agree that God created this beautiful world, and when he did, time also began. The Word of God also informs us that God is using time to fulfill his promises to the human race. At the very beginning, God witnessed the ruin of creation caused by the introduction of sin, and promised to send his Son from heaven to deal with the root cause and consequences of sin. When he was here on earth, Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has everlasting life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." From these words, we understand that time has been provided for us to respond to the words of Jesus and to accept God's offer of eternal life, because the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For many years, God has been inviting men and women of all cultures and nationalities to put their faith and trust in his Son, and through their confession of him as their Lord and Saviour, become part of his family. Many obstacles may be placed in the way, but we have the assurances that it is not too late for us to become part of his great kingdom. The Bible confirms that when God has carried out his purposes for this world, he will replace it with a new heaven and a new earth. In eternity, there will be no sin. Because there is no sin, there will be no disease, aging, sickness, or death. Remember, time will end, its purpose is served. With time running out, accept there is a holy, just, and righteous God. Accept that he created this world perfect. Accept that man brought sin into this world. Accept God loves you and sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to deal with the penalty of sin. Accept Christ paid the penalty on the cross. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in time.